Tonight's player of the game, A.J. Ogilvie, the man from down under. First time as the player of the game, he had a career-high 20 points tonight. You guys were up 21 early in the game. Is there any, just from a human nature standpoint, a letdown when you get up by that much?
Obviously, it's tough playing in front of their crowd. Once I started getting on a run, the fans really got behind them, and they started hitting some really tough shots. So we sort of got down ourselves as well and started doing some pretty uncharacteristic things. But towards the end of the first half, we pulled it back a bit and started playing our game again, which kept us that little lead that we had.
What did Coach Stallings say at halftime to get you kind of back in the groove a little bit?
He just explained to us that there's still another half of basketball to play. We had to come out and play with the same intensity that we started the game. And we thought we played pretty well at the start of the second, so that helped us to keep going on that momentum that we had at the end of the first.
Toledo's an undersized team, and on offense, what they did is they spread the court, set high ball screens, and made the big guys, you and Ross, come out and either hedge or switch. Was that difficult for you tonight?
No, it wasn't too bad. We've been practicing against that sort of stuff all week. We knew we had them, and we knew what sort of offense they would run against us, so we knew what we had to expect, and I thought we did pretty well at guarding their on-ball screens. They didn't get too many open shots and stuff like that. So,
you play European basketball down under on the Australian team. When you come and you play United States rules where the lane is not as wide and the three-point line is a little closer, does that make a difference for you when you're down inside, when you don't have quite as much room to work?
It took a while for me to adjust with the closer lane, especially just like post moves and that sort of stuff. But I've been over here a while now, so I'm pretty used to it. But it does make it a bit more difficult not having as much room to play and get my moves going.
Okay, so you come from Australia now, and you've come to the South and Nashville, Tennessee. What's your favorite food, and what are the things to do here in Nashville now?
I really haven't had much time to experience Nashville so far. We've been working really hard and training and in the weight room, so haven't had a whole lot of time to go out. The only places I've really eaten are like Chili's and Logan's. So,
thanks a lot.